Invite you to stand. Welcome to the service this evening on this Christmas Eve night, commemoration of the birth of our Savior. We welcome all of you to our service and pray for the Lord's blessing upon us as we worship our Savior in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord with the harp.
With the harp and the sound of a psalm.
With trumpets and the sound of a horn.
Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King.
Let the sea roar in all its fullness.
The world and those who dwell in it.
Let the rivers clap their hands.
Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord.
For he has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
O sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
Let us now join in the unison prayer as found in your service bulletin. Heavenly Father, open our mouths to declare your praise and our lips to sing a new song to you for the gift of your Son, born at Bethlehem to be our Savior. Lord Jesus, Holy Child, prepare a bed soft, undefiled within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee. Make us children of your perfect light and heirs of your eternal love. Holy Spirit, come to us with your blessing. Cheer our hearts as we listen to the story of the first Christmas, when the Lord of all came down to earth from heaven to live for a while among us, to save us and bless us with his peace. In his name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Jesus' name, dear Christmas Eve worshipers, you'll note in tonight's service bulletin that there is a single word highlighted with bold print in quite a few places, in fact, over 20 times. It's the familiar, frequently used Christmassy word, peace. We hear a lot about peace, right, at this season of the year. During the days leading up to Christmas, people generally like to engage in various holiday traditions and activities like baking and cooking and shopping and decorating and running errands for Christmas, maybe tidying up the house for holiday visitors. Don't know about you, but I find it rather tiring. And I look forward to a little after Christmas downtime to enjoy a time of physical peace. And that's a good gift of God, right? For which we thank him very much. That the Lord enables us to have restful nights, vacation days, times off from work to recharge our body battery. At Christmas, however, we're reminded, aren't we, that God's greatest gift to us is the spiritual peace that he gives us in the Christ child, who was born in answer to biblical prophecy that he might be the Prince of Peace for our souls. So when you hear the children speak about this tonight, when you hear Jacob talk about this peace that you have been justified by God, you're a justified child of God through faith in the Lord Jesus, that is, you've been declared righteous through him, and he came down to earth from heaven to bring us God's gift of forgiving love, to lift us off of us the burden of sin and deliver us from all that would make us weary and heavy laden or burdened with sadness, that he may provide us with rest for our souls. Or when Mariana shares a verse from the Holy Bible that reminds us that this peace that we have in Jesus is a peace that the world cannot give. It's durable, lasting, just as lasting as God's promises that cannot be broken. And we're blessed to enjoy it, even if it should happen, that the mountains and hills are removed, as they will one day be, still have the peace of the Lord. Or King, when he reminds us that it's a peace we have in Jesus, even when we experience trouble in this world or tribulation, because we know that the baby Jesus was born to overcome the world for us, to defeat all of our great enemies, sin, death, and Satan, and bring us abundant life. And though our lives still are touched by troubles and tribulations, the day comes when it will not be, thanks to Jesus, when we will join him in heaven. So when you hear that word in tonight's service, peace, in the children's recitation parts, or singing about it in carols, may you contemplate why it's such a precious Christmas gift. And think about all through this season and into the new year, the blessed reasons that God has given to you to praise him, to serve him in love, to live your life for his praise, for his wrapping up for you and putting under the tree with your name on it the gift of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. So I invite you to join now in singing the next hymn, the three stanzas noted on the hymn board of hymn 357.
Thank you. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her, that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill made low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Thank you. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into their own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there is no room for them in the inn. The children were laughing.
And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel of the Lord said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall bring to all people. For to you this day in the city of David is a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you, for you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
renewed, says the Lord, who has mercy on me. Isaiah 45, verse 10.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. The children will now sing again.
Thank you.
We'll now continue with the responsive scripture reading that's found on page 6 in your worship bulletin. We cannot but speak the things
which we have seen and heard.
Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Declare his glory among the nations.
His wonders among all peoples.
How beautiful upon the mountains
are the feet of him who brings good news.
Who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation.
Who says to Zion, your God reigns.
The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. We'll now continue with the Christmas Eve offering.
Please stand for prayer. We offer a Christmas prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer. Blessed God and Father, we give you our thanks and praise for fulfilling your great promises by giving us the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. In spirit, we stand in holy awe and reverence before the manger of the Christ child, though we cannot fathom the mystery that God, the Son of God, should take on our human flesh to redeem us, yet by faith we bow in reverence and wonder. Dear Lord, as we gather to worship you and consider that you became a child in the person of Jesus Christ, grant us a sense of gratitude and joy so that life, hope, and faith may be renewed in each of us. Grant that we will always find in the Christ child the way of salvation, the forgiveness of sins, the deliverance from every evil power, and the hope of life everlasting. Lord, we pray that the incarnate Savior may rule in the hearts of all people everywhere. Extend the gracious rule of the Prince of Peace to all the nations of the earth by faith in his name. Give growth in grace and knowledge of the Lord, in faith in every good work, to all believers. Help us, O God, to make known abroad the sayings which have been told us concerning this child, as did the shepherds of long ago. May we always join our voices with the angel chorus in singing your praises. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This we pray in the name of the Christ child, Jesus, our Lord and King, in whose name we also join and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles.
And the glory of your people Israel.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You be seated as we sing the closing song. This concludes our Christmas Eve worship tonight. A warm welcome to all of you to the service, especially to our visitors and guests. And Always enjoy the privilege of sharing the Christmas gospel with all, and what a privilege and blessing tonight to have the voices of young children share the good news. I think of the story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem and all those children, younger and older children, and the Lord said, out of the mouth of children, God has perfected praise. And certainly that's true again tonight. So we're really glad for that opportunity for the children, and also being on the receiving end of the Christmas gospel in so many ways, in the readings and in the hymns. Quite a few of them tonight, carols. Guests are invited, by the way, to sign our guest book before you leave, to leave a record of your visit with us. And I understand, as is our tradition, there are gift bags, quite a number of them. We'll probably have extras in addition to the children. So like I said, I think it was last Sunday, if you're a child, you can get a bag, or if you're a child at heart, you can grab one too. So until we run out. Announcements?
Something new. On your way out the door, outside, you can have a cup of hot chocolate.
Hmm. Hot chocolate outside. Is there a dispenser out there?
I'll dispense it.
Okay. With marshmallows if you desire them. Great. Well, stay around and visit as long as you wish. And, of course, you're also invited to return in the morning for our special Christmas Day Christmas service at 9:30 a.m. We'll be joining and praising the Lord in lots of different carols again tomorrow. And a sermonette as well, a Christmas message that I'll be sharing in the service tomorrow. Any other things to be mentioned? Not that I can remember. So God bless you all, and blessings for Christmas.